the rest of the story. In 1856, Frenchman Auguste Bartholdi visited, vacationed in Egypt. Despite the strange food, the ubiquitous flies, the oppressive heat, and the continual intestinal disorder, which might be referred to as Pharaoh's revenge, the young man was entirely captivated by that exotic and wonder-filled land of Egypt. Auguste especially admired the Egyptian art and architecture, the marvelous ancient sculptures, the sheer surfaces, the clear, forceful lines. Bigness had always awed Auguste. Now here he was, his feet in the sands where bigness was born, the pyramids, the Sphinx, the Nile. How incredible, the Frenchman mused, that a solitary pathway for the transportation of pyramid stones would take 100,000 men 10 years to make. Seeing the myriad man-made marvels for himself, Auguste was driven to an inexorable conclusion. All true art expresses the power of an idea. Now remember that as you learn the rest of the story. For during the young man's Egyptian adventure, he met and befriended a fellow Frenchman named Ferdinand de Lesseps. And Ferdinand had an appropriately grand-scale dream for this grand-scale land. He wanted to join the Mediterranean and the Red Sea by a watery thread, a passageway for ships linking east to west across the great Isthmus of Suez. Such an accomplishment would reduce a voyage of thousands of miles around the African continent to one of 105 miles. Ferdinand's plan was considered mildly amusing by most. Young Auguste not only took it seriously, he suggested a contribution of his own. When Ferdinand had finished his waterway, he, Auguste, would build a lighthouse at its entrance, a huge lighthouse, twice the size of the Sphinx. More than a mere structure, it would express an idea, the beacon of Western civilization shining eastward. Ferdinand was intrigued by Auguste's proposal. Both men agreed that their dreams deserved to come true. Well, Ferdinand's did. In 1859, having won the approval of the authorities concerned, Ferdinand began the challenging project, which would require a decade to complete, but today the whole world takes for granted, the Suez Canal. But as for Auguste, well, he spent years refining a design for the Suez Lighthouse. While the canal was under construction, he made sketches, he made clay models, each varying slightly from the others, until at last he was satisfied. And yet, while he encountered much enthusiasm for his new creation, even among members of the Egyptian government, the Frenchman did not discover what his lighthouse needed most, the money to build it. Oh, you would have loved his design. It was indeed quite original. It was a lighthouse, listen to this, a lighthouse in the shape of a colossal robed woman, one arm stretched heavenward with a torch in her hand. Well, the rejection was not a total loss, because a few years later, another country sought the services of that same sculptor, Auguste Bartholdi, and received his services. All of your life, you've been under the impression that the Statue of Liberty was designed especially, exclusively for us. Well, now you know the rest of the story.